show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, it's the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Usually we're like one team, one dream. United front.
Not today.
No, not this week. Not this week. It's very Cliffo versus Gabby.
Yeah. We're doing an election campaign.
We are.
And both of us want to be Prime Minister of the show, and we are fighting tooth and nail to make that happen.
So yesterday's podcast featured the launch of our party names and our party slogans. Mm. Today you'll hear our party policies.
Ooh, getting deep.
We actually, I guess, put out into the word our policy documents.
What we promise
what
to
we
the
promise,
people.
And then aren't going to deliver, because that's what politicians do.
Exactly.
That's coming up. Guests on the show today as well. Layla, latest evictee from Big Brother, Henry and Joss, winners of Lego Masters. And we asked the question as well, were you into Bad Boys, but you ended up marrying a nice guy?
Mm. Story of my life.
Story of Gabby's life, man.
One guy went to jail.
You threw it. Yeah. Something sexy about that orange, about that orange jumpsuit. Gabby's just waiting out in front of prison. Hey, you're single? It's coming up on the pod.
Before you decide who'll run the country, you need to decide who'll run the radio. This is Cliffo and Gabby's election campaign.
It's a much shorter campaign than the federal politics, but we are running a campaign this week, and we will have the results in Friday to know if Cliffo or I are the new Prime Minister of the Cliffo and Gabby
show. There can only be one. Does the other become the deputy? Or do they remain the opposition? Just like criticizing everything the other does
for
the next
year.
Depends
how much we hate each other after the debate and stuff this week.
So yesterday we launched our parties.
Yeah.
My party is called Go Nuts for Donuts Queensland. Mm. The slogan is no cuts, just donuts.
My party is the Gabby's Pet Party. Yeah. And my slogan is pets are people too.
Okay, so that's surface level stuff there. Mm. It's time now for our official policy launch. So this is where we'll delve deeper into what our party stands for.
Into what we are going to do for you as the people.
So pay attention, because come Thursday on our Instagram at Cliffo and Gabby, everyone has to vote for PM of the show.
Yeah.
So are you ready for my policies?
Oh, I'm ready. Hit me.
Okay. So Go Nuts for Donuts, Queensland. No cuts, just donuts. Mm. If elected, I, Guy Clifton, will deliver more donuts, more often, without making cuts to Alpha Bucks. For too long, Queensland has gone hangry without a delicious, round, sugar-covered mid-morning snack with a hole in the middle of it. Harnessing efficiencies in the show, I'll deliver more donuts directly into the mouths of hangry listeners, without cuts to existing prizes and competitions. Mm. Donut, vote for anyone else this election. No cuts, just donuts.
Well done.
That's the Go Nuts for Donuts Queensland way. Oh, thank you.
Just taking notes there.
Too generous.
Taking notes.
Okay, so that is my policies.
Interesting. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for my policy. Please hit the music. Gabby's Pet Party. Pets are people too, guys. My policies are all in line with making life with a pet more inclusive. Pets are family members, and they should be able to participate in all family activities. So, Gabby's Pet Party promises that there will be a section in all restaurants and cafes that are pet-friendly with a doggy menu on offer.
Okay.
I promise that small pets will be allowed to travel with their owner in the passenger section of planes throughout Queensland. And I will make it law that every accommodation venue has minimum one dog-friendly room available. They are my promises to you, my people.
My pet people.
My pet people.
It's a solid platform.
Pets are people too.
That's the most amount of work Gabby's done in a very, very long time here on the Cliffo and Gabby show.
Solid promises.
Okay, well, that's where we stand. That is our policies. Mm. You need to marinate on those.
Mm.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow for our first leaders' debate.
Yeah, that I reckon that'll be the decider when we can really argue our points.
It's going to be like a bit of a people's forum, so we'll do that tomorrow. You might already be leaning one way or the other, but don't cast.
Don't make the decision.
Don't pre-poll. You've got to hear the debate tomorrow, and then polling opens Thursday morning. Only one Prime Minister can lead them all.
Welcome to my brand new game. Are you ready to play? This is Big Brother.
Are you ready to play? That is the statement that everyone needs because it is such a manipulative house. Everyone is playing games in Big Brother at the moment. One of the OGs, Layla, was evicted last night. She joins us right now. How are you, Layla?
I'm good, Gabby. Glad to be back to normality.
Yeah. I mean, you're a sucker for punishment because you went back. You were first on Big Brother 10 years ago. That's when we all fell in love with Oats-a-la-layla.
And we didn't even get a rendition this time.
I know. I was waiting for
it. What a missed opportunity. But I'll be honest, it seems like the house is not as friendly. It's a lot more manipulative than it used to be.
You're not going to catch a new housemate jumping around dancing with me singing Oats-a-la-layla because it'll be like, she shouldn't have her own song. And you know what? I really tried to bring it in the kitchen because I still made oats for everyone every day.
Oh, you did, and no one would sing with you, even though you were making them breakfast.
No, they were just a different kettle of fish this time, Gabby.
It says here that you were actually excited to get out of the house because it was so manipulative and you had so many people ignore you because you weren't part of their tactics or their alliances. Was it really that awful?
Yeah. There was parts of it, like winning the challenge. Being in the sewers with Trevor and Drew was amazing. And you know what? You didn't get to see enough of that sewer bit because I reckon it would have just been hilarious. It was like the old Big Brother because we were all just sat there lounging around on these disgusting mattresses and talking absolute codswallop and I don't know what about, but it was so funny. We were constantly in stitches and we made up a game while we were down there because we had nothing to do, and it was tinned peaches and tinned beans.
Yeah.
And we had to roll it and get it the closest to an item. So we'd put an item down, like bowls.
Like lawn bowls.
like lawn bowls with tin, but we called it, and I used to say, do you know what I mean? And Trevor would say, peaches and beans.
See, that's great.
Why don't we see more of that?
I'll be honest, like, I love Big Brother, and I'm watching every episode, Layla, but my massive criticism for the new series is, there's too much challenges, and there's challenges before the challenges. Like the vending machine thing the other day and, you know, cream pies in faces and stuff like that. I want to see less of that and just more conversation, because I think that's the magic of Big Brother.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where those magical things happen, that like you randomly make a song or you, because your brain is so overstimulated this time with things, it's nonstop. I didn't even have time to do makeup or, you know, like I was sat in my hair rollers for 12 hours a day back in the day. But this time it's like bang, 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 nonstop.
Quickly, Layla, can we just end with some rapid-fire questions? I've just got a couple of things that just need yes-no answers. Yeah. Was your brother the David, the fake famous person on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yes.
Okay, that's number one.
Good one.
Number two, have you recently just got engaged in the real world?
Yes.
Congratulations. And number three, is it true men have tried to pick you up in the past with this song?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
The go-to.
Quickly here, Layla, on Instagram it says you had an awkward moment before you said yes when you were proposed to. What was that awkward moment?
I was in shock. I started walking backwards and then I walked as far backward into the wall stopped me. Like, I just couldn't believe it. And I kept pointing and going, look, he's on one knee.
Slowly backing away after a proposal.
That's not what you want.
It's not an ideal, you know, situation. You said yes eventually, Layla. So, hey, we got to wrap it up.
But I'm awkward. I'm not most awkward.
And that's why, you know, we love you on Big Brother. Airing Monday to Thursday on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Everyone to sing it out. Oats-a-la-layla.
Oats-a-la-layla.
Thanks, Layla. Actually on you and your weirdness.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy. This is an element of your personality that we have explored on the show before, and it's something that came up again yesterday because we had a guy named James Masters on the show.
Mm-hmm. Spike.
Now, James Masters played Spike, the bad boy, the blonde-haired, British-speaking bad boy. He was blonde, British bad boy.
He was.
Triple B. On Buffy.
He was the bad vampire.
He's the bad vampire on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. If you missed that chat and you're a Buffy fan, you can get the whole thing now on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast on the Listener app.
Yeah.
But I want to play back a bit where your love for the bad boy kind of seeped into the interview a little bit.
I think that the accent, the blonde hair, the bad boy, it all combined to be the perfect love interest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go to England and the women say, "What happened to your sexy British accent?" And I say, "Well, what's wrong with the American one?" They're like, "It's not so hot, really. No. Not so hot at all."
Give us your hot, sexy British bad boy.
Please do.
And it's so interesting to me because you, and you've talked about this so many times in the past, you were so into the bad boys.
Oh, so into the bad boys.
Leather jackets, motorbikes. I mean, yeah.
Bad things.
I'm not going to say, but yeah. There was a jail thing mentioned for one of the exes.
Well, a guy that
I was allowed to say that.
He was in another country, so it's all right. When I was on exchange in Canada, there was a guy I was obsessed with. I thought he was the hottest thing in the world. Ended up in jail. Oh,
so hot in an orange jumpsuit.
But that was after I knew him.
So intrigued, though, because you have gone on, and now you are set to marry one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like, Nev is
Mr.
Nice Guy.
Yeah, 100%.
They're a complete 180, mate.
I think I was burned a few times by bad boys who went on to do terrible things. Not to me.
No, no.
But just they did not lead a good life.
No.
They did not lead a good life. And I think I learnt from my mistakes, Cliffo, and I realised that the nice guy does finish first occasionally.
Yes. Yes.
They win.
That's great. Nice guys do finish first.
They win.
You're looking at one.
In the end.
131060, you're not the only one, and I'm really interested, like, love to dive a bit deeper into this morning, mainly for the gals, I think. Were you into the bad boys, but you ended up marrying Mr. Nice Guy, or you just ended up with Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah.
131060, if you think you fall into this category, because I'd love to know what the switch is.
Yeah.
Or what changes it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, to be honest, though, Nev rocked up on one of our first dates in a leather bike on a motorbike. In a leather jacket on a motorbike.
And he still likes his bikes, yeah.
Bad boy. So he kind of had that edge
before I
realised he was a good guy.
So he's got the bad boy shell.
He's got the image.
But Mr. Nice Guy on the inside.
A little bit.
Like, I think maturity may be the answer.
I think so too.
Like, a lot of the time.
I definitely realised that if I wanted the life that I wanted, the bad boy was not going to fit in with that.
Old mate in jail in Canada is not going to deliver that. 131060, if this is you, were you into the bad boys, but you ended up with Mr. Nice Guy? 131060, if that transformation occurred, like Eric eating the banana and becoming Banana Man, going from bad boys to Mr. Nice Guy. It's the best analogy I could think of on the spot. 131060 to call us on here. Darrell's here. Darrell, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Was this you? Were you into the bad boys, but you ended up with Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah, 110%.
When did that transformation happen? Did you realise it and make the change, or did it subconsciously occur?
It actually subconsciously occurred.
Same with you, Gabs.
I can't even tell you what flicked it, but clearly I must have woke up one day and went, I'm worth way more than this.
Yes.
And took a chance on a guy and, do you know what it was, though? You stop chasing that person.
Yes.
And you let them chase you.
Because you never get the bad guy, do you? You're always chasing bad guy and they've always got you at arm's length.
Yep.
Yes.
And then, the roles get reversed a little bit. I got to say, like, as a Mr. Nice Guy my whole life, like, I've never been a bad, you know that, Gabby, I've never been a bad boy. It's so frustrating for us Mr. Nice Guys to see women into the bad boys.
Yeah.
Because we're just sitting here in the wings going, well, we know you're going to end up here anyway. Like, it's going to happen eventually.
Just got to be patient.
Cut out the middleman. You know what I mean, Darrell? But you're happy now? Happy with how it ended?
Oh, 10 years married this year. And you know what? We have our ups and downs like every relationship, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Darrell, do you make him get out the leather jacket just sometimes just for fun?
No, I wear that.
You're a bad girl.
Oh, I love that. Take the power.
Thanks, Darrell, for the call.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bonnie's here next. Bonnie, was this you? Were you into the bad boys but ended up with Mr. Nice Guy?
I did. I was in the – I'm 63 years old, but I really don't look it, thank God.
good for you.
Yeah, I was in the bad boys. They were into anything and everything. And then I met my husband at a karaoke night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he actually passed away 4 years ago.
Aww.
But, yeah, we were together 15 years, and he was just wonderful. The love of my life totally changed my life around.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh,
that's a beautiful story.
Yeah, he was adorable. And my kids, they weren't his kids, but they took him on as their Aww. Dad, and they loved him.
I'm imagining as well meeting him at karaoke. I don't think you'd meet many bad boys at karaoke.
Well, no, you don't, which is
there you go,
at
girls.
A pub. And, yeah, no, you go to karaoke and you'll find them there.
I guess, too, you said you're in your 60s and you were with him for 15 years before he sadly passed. So you were into your 40s by the time you
yes,
met
I
the
was.
Love of your life. So it's never too late, you know? Like,
well, that's right, yeah.
I only say that because I know producer Hayley sometimes, she's like, oh, I'm in my 20s and I've got to find them. There's plenty of time ahead.
There is, and there is a love of your life for everyone out there.
Just go to karaoke.
Yeah, you just got to find him at karaoke. Bonnie, that's so sweet. Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you, doll. Bye.
Lego Masters finished up last night with the big grand finale build, and brothers Henry and Joss took out the biggest prize in Lego Masters history. And they join us right now. How are you guys?
Woo-hoo! I'm feeling pretty good.
Wow, the
round of applause. It's so lovely.
You guys deserve it, mate. You got the round of applause.
Thank you.
You got the big yellow trophy made out of Lego, which is awesome. And you got the $100,050 because Hamish put in 50 bucks of his own, put in a pineapple to make it the biggest.
Did he actually do that?
Yeah, you're going to get that? I've been wondering that.
I'm doing the same thing. He's a man of his word, I like to think. We didn't pinky promise on it, so... We'll have to wait and see.
Well, if your pinky promised,
yeah.
That 50 has to be very close by.
Where's,
well, that's right.
I mean, your brothers, you're relatively young guys, both in your 20s. Where's the 100,000 going to go?
I think most of it's going to be put away in savings as like a, you know, future investment. Mm-hmm. But a good amount will definitely be used on Lego.
Yeah. Wait, how could you not? I wanted to ask you guys, Brickman, Ryan, he gets very emotional when eliminating anybody from the competition because he's so invested. Is it mean to keep putting that burden on him, or should Hamish be taking the reins and kicking people out?
It'd be the kindest thing to do, really.
It really would. <Yeah. laughs> I don't think they'll ever do it because it's a beautiful moment.
Sweet.
Like, it's a beautiful moment when Brickman tears up.
Yeah.
Did we see all the tears on the show, or were there extra tears from Brickman that were edited out for timing reasons?
I don't think they would have left any tears on the table.
Yeah. You don't leave tears on the table, do you?
I think we got all the tears in the final cut.
Yeah, I think we need to. Henry and Joss, winners of Lego Masters 2022, quickly before we let you go, I was wondering if you guys can give us a Lego hack at all, if you have any Lego hacks, because...
Oh, my.
Well, Brickman, the other day, he was actually on another radio show, and he dropped the hack, like, don't ever throw out your Duplo, because Lego blocks actually click on to Duplo.
Sick. They do. It's great for filling in space.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That'd be really handy, wouldn't it, for some of those big things you have to build on Lego Masters. But are there any other Lego...
Yeah, no Duplo.
Yeah. You go straight to the Duplo. Are there any other Lego hacks you can share with us Lego lovers?
For me, I'd say that if you're building anything big, you always want to start off with a Technic frame. Use Lego Technic to make a strong inner structural support.
Yeah.
My hack is sort of a bit of a outside of Lego hack, I suppose. But I would say plan is always really nice, especially if, like Joss said, if you're doing something massive. Having a clear plan is like 90%
good.
Of the success.
I don't think I've ever gone into my Lego play with a plan.
No, I don't know if it's a hack, but it's bloody good life advice, guys. Not just for Lego.
Well, that's a hack, but building at home, no plan. So go nuts.
Go nuts. No plan.
Go nuts. That's the hack.
Unless there's 100,050 on the line, go your hardest. Henry and Joss, winners of Lego Masters 2022. It's been another awesome series. Love seeing you guys on the box. Congratulations. And happy Legoing into the future, guys.
Thank you.
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder on Hit.
This is your chance to win 2 return flights to Sydney, 2 nights twin share accommodation, 2 tickets to the Sydney State of Origin game number 1 on June 8, 2 Queensland State of Origin jerseys and a KFC feed and merch pack worth $100.
It's all there.
It's all there.
And it's happening in 3 weeks and one day. Mm. So if you want to be there at the Olympic Stadium in Sydney for Origin game 1 on June the 8th, what you have to do is commentate a day in the life of Cliffo and Gabby.
Easy.
You know, it's not as hard as people think.
No, it's not.
It's up now, a video on our Facebook page. So you just watch that video, film yourself commentating it, then upload it at hit.com.au. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A guy named Alex has done exactly that.
Yes. So with this video, just a quick rundown of it before you hear his commentary.
So you know what he's talking about.
The first clip is Cliffo cutting himself while shaving. Then I'm running to the kitchen for free coffee after I get an email. Then Cliffo's taking the bins out and takes a fall. Mm. Finally, I'm getting home and my dog Bear goes bananas to see me.
Before we meet Alex, let's have a listen. This is Alex's entry for Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder. Take it away, Alex.
Here's Cliffo having a shave. Marvellous. Marvellous. Super effort that. But wait. Cliffo cuts one through the offside. There's blood everywhere. Gabby getting some major screen time. Working hard. Or hardly working. Let's zoom in. Free coffee in the kitchen. So it's hardly working. She's going for a single. And bowls over some nafty on her way to the break room. Oh, right. Cliffo taking a leisurely stroll to the curb. But wait. He's been tripped up. Takes a roll. And by God, I'll give that a 9.5. Let's watch it again. Yes, you can clearly see it. An intentional trip, and Cliffo has blown out one of his pluggers. Cliffo, run out, 22. But this opens the door for Gabby. She really does have the key to win today. What the bloody hell is that? Oh, I haven't seen spinning like that since Warnie came up with the googly.
There you go. Alex is on the phone right now. Alex, I mean, where did the inspiration come to go cricket vibe, mate, to go full cricket?
Oh, mate, you know what? I think Roy passing away this week hit the heartstrings a little bit.
Absolutely. Tragedy.
And I thought, you know, what better commentary in the world than, the wide world of sports cricket commentary with Richie Beno?
The only thing you were missing...
Marvellous effort he was.
2 for 22.
The only thing you were missing, Alex, is that weird microphone that actually sits on your upper lip when they do cricket commentary.
Exactly right.
It's a solid effort. And, mate, I've got to say, 10 points for creativity, too. Yeah. Like, he's probably the most recognisable voice in commentary history.
You're only giving him 10 points because he gave you 9.5 for your fall.
It was a bloody good fall, Alex, wasn't it?
It was a good fall. Yeah, it's a good fall. There's always room for improvement, babe.
Good fall, but room for improvement. But, pretty good fall. Alex, mate, you're in the draw. Well done. Thank you for your entry for Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder, okay?
Thank you so much. And before I go, I'd just like to put you on to Tony Gregg just for a second.
Oh, yes, don't worry if I don't get the competition because to me, a grudge is no more than a place to park your car.
You're far now.
You're good. You're good.
Well done.
I like it. 10 points again for creativity. That's Alex. Guys, if you want to be in the draw to win the Money Can't Buy Origin Prize, just watch that video on Facebook, A Day in the Life of Cliffo and Gabby. Simply film yourself commentating it, upload it at hit.com.au.
You could be going.
Someone's going to go to Origin for KFC. Download the KFC app for exclusive offers. Shut up and take my money. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday, the 18th of May. Another $1,000 on the line.
I nearly jumped if you in too win quickly it, there. If you,
you
want
to win it?
You can.
It's $1,000.
If you want an answer to get you closer. Battleship.
Battleship.
Battleship. I've sunk your ship.
I sunk your battleship.
Yeah.
Battleship is your free answer. So letter B, battleship, a free answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning on HIT. The HIT Breakfast Show.